Welcome to Portlandians, show number four. I know it's been a little while, sorry about the wait. I didn't really mean it. I've been sick and busy and stuff. Okay, show number four, coming at ya. Look out!
What's going on, folks? Thanks for listening to Portlandians. I really mean that. I know I'm saying it with this kind of, like, sarcastic, jokey voice, but that's just what I sound like. It's a curse slash blessing. I'm the saint of sarcasm. Okay, so I don't know if you can tell this. I'm trying to force myself through it and sound really upbeat and bouncy, but I'm sick as fuck. I got some sort of flu, bird flu, or flesh-eating flu. Maybe I can raise money that way for the podcast. I have flesh-eating flu. Can you give me money? Thank you very much for the money. So yeah, what has been going on? We just had Easter in Portland. I don't know about where you are, but we just had Easter. I don't understand it. Am I alone? I don't know. And then it's Easter. And I spend it watching basketball, of course. And I see this car commercial. And they say, spring's just around the corner. What better way to enjoy the great outdoors than behind the wheel of a new car? How does that make any sense? What better way to enjoy the outdoors than sit inside a man-made box? I don't know. Like, I'm looking to car commercials for some sort of, like, quality programming or something. Maybe that's the problem.
Actually, now that I think about it, they kind of are all saying that. Just not verbally. Like, it's always a car in some really just amazing, beautiful wilderness. Like the brand new sports sedan driving down the road through Big Sur. Which is supposed to imply that if you really want to experience what Big Sur is like, you have to get the new Hyundai. What the f- oh. So, I mean, yeah, they are all kind of saying that, just not verbally. But maybe they should have to. Be like the warnings on cigarettes. You could still have whatever the fuck ad you want to have, but you gotta say to people what you're trying to get them to think, really blatantly. So then the joke would just be, so I was watching this football game the other day, and this car commercial came on, and they said, if you really want to experience the outdoors, sit inside our metal box. You guys seen that one?
Oh, since I last talked to you, I had my first paid studio musician gig, which is pretty cool. Got to play rhythm guitar on one song so far, maybe some other ones coming up, and got $75 for it. Not too shabby, right? Which, of course, I'm going to report. I mean, come on. But I figure, you know, $75... that I've made as a studio musician over the course of 35 years. I don't know what that is per hour, but so I got that. I also got an email from my mom. I love my mom. I know I brought her up before, and it feels like I'm taking jabs at her, but what am I going to bring up? I'm going to bring up, she sent me a card, and it was really sweet. How is that entertaining? So here's what happened this time. Excuse me. It's that flesh-eating flu. The flesh, it's eating my lungs, I think is what's happening. It goes for the lungs first. And then the ability to judge commercials for whether or not I should be looking for something meaningful out of them. So I'm already in phase two. So I get this email from my mom, and she says, here's the title of the email. I just learned how to send a text message! ! In an email. I haven't done it yet, but I've been contemplating sending her back a message that says, prove it. So yeah, it's Easter, springtime, weather. To go along with that, there's this girl.
This is just adorable girl that works at this this bar called Spirit of 77 in town. It's impossible to be that adorable. I think she's using some sort of black magic. But I saw her at school. Saw her at college. Oh, here's somebody calling me. Who is this? Oh, look at this. Let's see. It's my friend Megan. Hey, how are you? Hello? Hello? Are you there? Well, this is exciting. I'm gonna just try to call her back because this is ridiculous. Maybe I can get this joke up before she answers the phone. So, this girl, I saw her on my campus. And she was dressed for the spring, if you know what I mean. She's a beautiful person. Let me just say that. And I saw her and I was like, man, it made me like her even more, right? And I was watching her and I thought, man, I would love to be with that girl. Sorry, I'm listening to a voice message now. Here we go. Hey, Megan Rosereed. It's Sam Timothy Davis. I answered the phone when you called, and then there was no sound on the other end. I don't know if you're maybe punking me, or, you know, maybe you've just figured out a way to tap my phone. I don't know what's going on, but I would hope that you would call back. Let me know. Call me and tell me if you're going to call me back or not. How's that? Okay, bye. So I see this girl on my campus, and she's a really skinny girl, and I'm pretty skinny myself, possibly really skinny, depending on if you're me or someone else looking at me. And I'm looking at this girl, and I'm like, man. And then part of me was thinking, our two fucking bony asses clanking together, it would sound like bamboo wood chimes. And then I kind of got turned off. Because I have never been attracted to wood chimes. Not sexually, anyways. So yeah, Easter, car commercial, bamboo wood chimes, studio musician, and my mom's email about texting. I think I covered everything. So this is going to be a cool show, actually. Got together with my friend Asher, who is a record dork. I think I'm a record dork too. I really love vinyl, but I'm not as full-time into it as some of my friends are. But yeah, it's my buddy Asher, a.k.a. DJ Philadelphia Freedom. And we went to this thing called the Night Owl Record Show. A bunch of independent record vendors. There's a DJ spinning some tunes. There's tons of people and food and beer. And you walk around and pick records and talk to people and listen to records and buy records. And we did that. And then we went back to my place and listened to them and talked about them. I think it would be a really great show for if you're around the house washing dishes or doing whatever humans do in the houses. I don't know. So yeah, let's do the show. It's me and my buddy Asher hanging out and listening to records we just bought at a record show. Start doing the dishes now, and then press play, and then you'll be in heaven. Trust me. Bye.
I'm gonna tell a love story now, because you have background material on me. this occurred before I was married. a long time ago in Manhattan. I was in Manhattan. I was at City Center. This was ages ago. I was watching a ballet at City Center. And I'm not a ballet fan at all, but they were doing The Dying Swan. And there was a rumor that some bookmakers had drifted into town from upstate New York and that they had fixed the ballet. Apparently there was a lot of money bet on the swan to live, you know? And I look in the box and I see a girl, and my weak spot is women. And so I always think someday they're gonna make me a birthday party and wheel out a tremendous birthday cake and a giant naked woman is gonna leap out of the cake and hurt me and leap back in. And I'm gonna... So I pick up this girl. I was very glib. She was a brilliant girl. She was a Bennington girl, studying at Bennington to be a woman male nurse in a four-year program, working on a term paper on the increasing incidence of heterosexuality amongst homosexuals. The girl was a swinger, however.
So that was Woody Allen off his record Stand-Up Comic.
Woody the Neurotic One.
Woody the Neurotic
pre Sun Yi years.
Oh, absolutely. 78, 79.
Yeah. So,
one of my favorite things about this is the quotes. I don't even know if they're real. New York Times, hunched shoulders. Herald Tribune, miserable looking. Vogue, soft as coffee. New York Sunday Times, a waif in schnooks clothing.
Schnooks. Nice. Got to get the Yiddish in there.
That is fucking classic. And he's wearing the exact same wool coat that I have.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
Wait, so the New York Times thinks I dress like a schnook? Okay, New York Times. Noted.
We could keep it on the comedy tip. One of the favorite things that I scored. Shel Silverstein, the great,
nice.
The great Conch Train Robbery and Other Songs on Flying Fish Records, 1980. Great folk label. Like, they put out, you know, wafy folk singing gals and, you know, hammer dulcimer albums all through the 70s and 80s.
Some Appalachian themes.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great label, and it's one of those labels where when I see something on it, if it's cheap and I have never heard it, I'll check it out just because it's on Flying Fish. So let's listen to track four with the great title Quaaludes Again, dedicated to someone who wishes to remain nameless and blameless. A big favorite with all the girls at Peaches. This says
it a lot. It's gotta be a strip club or something, right?
She falls through the doorway, rolls down the hall. She bounces off the sofa, walk into the wall. It's easy to see as she buckles and bends. She's doing quaaludes again, quaaludes again. Quaaludes again. If you sure, she's your friend. She's doing quaaludes again. Your friend, she's doing quaaludes again. Whoa.
baby, you've been doing Quaaludes again. Yeah, well, who?
Well, not me. I don't have any Quaaludes.
Well, you don't have them because you took them all already. You
no.
had six. You had six yesterday, right?
No.
In
I
your
just,
purse?
No.
How many you got now?
I don't have any.
Well, that's what I mean. Now, where'd they go? What did you take?
I didn't take anything. I just had a small headache.
So what did you take? What did you take? For a headache?
No, maybe an aspirin.
That's the biggest damn aspirin I've ever seen. You keep, don't keep pulling at me. I don't want to know. You take it. No, don't do that.
No.
Don't do that. Okay. Now, come on. You bumping into the furniture.
It hurts.
You know, you're falling. What?
Did you move the furniture around?
I didn't move anything around. You had five Quaaludes in your purse yesterday. You got none today.
I gave now, away.
Gave away
I
what?
Gave it to all
you
my...
You gave everything away.
To all my friends.
Yeah. How long time you spend with your friends?
Well,
you were supposed to see him for 5 minutes?
Well, don't you know how it is?
I don't know how it is. I know you're doing lewd.
No.
And you said
no.
You said the next time you get him, I should take him away and flush him down the toilet.
No.
Did you say that?
No.
What do you mean, no? Don't be pulling me into the damn...
One of my favorite stories about that, that time is... When, you know, when he was working for Playboy, the Grateful Dead were on an episode of Hugh Hefner's TV show, Playboy After Dark, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, the whole atmosphere was supposed to seem like Hef was having a swinging groovy party and some groovy swingers just happened to stop by for a groovy time. When the Dead showed up, Owsley Stanley, who was making most of the LSD for... you know, most of California at the time, who actually just passed away, rest in peace, Bear, he wanted to run the sound, and they didn't want to let him run the sound for the show. I mean, he was the Dead's first sound man, and he built all their equipment and stuff, so he decided to dose everybody. So he dosed the coffee pot. So everybody in the crew got fucking high as a kite, and, where Shel Silverstein comes into all this is, like, Shel was cool. Like, he was hip. He was, you know, he was down. And the job he was given for the evening was to make sure nobody dosed Hugh Hefner. Like, he basically... So he had to... Because the Dead wanted, like nobody's business to dose Hef. But, so Shel Silverstein had to follow around Hef all night and make sure that he didn't drink anything that had been sitting around. No coffee pot.
That's excellent.
Get him a Coke from across the street or something. But yeah, make sure he doesn't get dosed. But it's my favorite Shel Silverstein story. You can go on YouTube and look up. There's some clips of that episode of the Playboy After Dark TV show with the Dead. And it's so funny. Like, Hef is there rapping with Jerry and... Jerry's in his big poncho and just kind of cracking jokes. And, oh, why don't you go over and play us a few songs here? Yeah, why not, man? It's a crazy culture clash.
Odd, yeah.
Yeah. To be alive in the 60s.
So,
what's next?
I should say that just came back from the Night Owl record show. I don't want to say where it is because it'll get overblown. But,
This is Portland. You can't tell people about cool stuff, because then it won't be cool anymore if everybody knows about it.
Yeah.
OMG. Then they'll do a Portlandia skit about it, and it will just be like...
Oh, God.
Yeah. Don't tell. Even though the Night Owl show has been going on since, like, 03.
Yeah.
The late night record show. It's a fantastic innovation.
Twice a year.
April and October, I believe.
October 15th, I saw it was the next one.
Nice. Put it on the board. But always a great
pretty
time.
Cool. Just yeah. Tons of independent record vendors sharing their stuff.
Apparently people come from all over the country to sell and to buy. It's gotten pretty big. And apparently, according to the Night Owl folks, it has inspired shows in like other cities, like Philadelphia and Chicago and stuff. So.
At the Eagles Lodge.
Yeah, no less.
It's
yeah.
Pretty nice.
You get to hang out with the Eagles. It's cute. You have to sign in and be a member of the Eagles for an evening.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Who's playing guitar on that one?
That's Frank Zappa playing guitar.
Frank Zappa playing guitar on the Zappa song.
Absolutely.
But of course.
The Mothers, just another band from LA. The song was Dog Breath. And that was the lineup with Howard Kalin and Mark Volman from the Turtles.
Awesome.
I love that he just got these guys from this like ridiculous flowers and cotton candy pop band and then made them sing the most disgusting shit.
Yeah, Zappa's got a knack for that. I love that.
He went overboard with these guys, though. I don't think he made anybody else say twat.
Yeah, well, this was a few years before the classic Zappa cut, I promise not to come in your mouth.
Right.
Who had to sing
which
that?
Which is a nice sentiment.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If somebody is requesting that.
I got a ton of great 45s. Some of Otis Redding here, I got some Gene McDaniels. I got
Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin. I got her on 12 and on 45, actually. But yeah, here's one I wanna check out. If it's a song I'm thinking of, it's gonna jam.
Bring it.
Ellis, who also sang the Name Game, doing the Nitty Gritty. It's a soul stomper, and it's going in my collection, my vast collection of funk and soul 45s.
That was a hot track.
Yeah,
as they say.
Definitely, I will definitely be throwing this down next time I change into my alter ego. DJ Philadelphia Freedom, spinning all of your funk and soul classics.
Coming soon to a birthday party near you.
Hopefully, and maybe a bar or a restaurant, a soul night or something. Whatever.
Hell yeah!
I'm ready to make it happen.
That song. I don't even care who's in the room, what the vibe is, what kind of place it is. You put that song on, everybody's into it.
Booty's gonna move. Hell
it's
yeah.
Impossible to avoid.
Oh, Congress Records, clocking in at 2 minutes and 12 seconds.
Yeah.
Of
hot.
Of sick soul.
Live.
Yep. 45 backed with Give Me a List. I wonder what that one's like. That's only a minute and 52 seconds. They get right to the point there back in the day.
Yeah.
The old classic songs.
No messing around. Get to the good stuff. Leave them wanting more.
Yeah, throw some horns down and that backbeat.
It's one of my favorite theories about playing live shows.
Yeah, leave them wanting
that
more.
That I've ever heard, yeah.
No, so you don't do encores?
Don't do encores.
Really? Sometimes I can do without an encore at a show, actually, because I'm old, and sometimes it's like, this is great, but I want to go the fuck home.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to leave.
I think about that, like, about 8 songs before it's over. And that's the opening band.
I can't stand anymore. Bring in my wheelchair.
So there it is, part one. Thanks for tuning in. And, check out part two. It's about 40 minutes of what you just heard. New songs, new talking, same two people. See you then.